traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Much cash. Let's go to the hotline now and welcome back to the show our old friend Bert Kreischer. Bert, how are you, buddy?
I am doing phenomenal.
Hey, is there ever a time you're not? When's the last time you were in a bad mood?
84? No. I get in bad moods. I get in bad moods when I pulled into South Carolina the other day where the Gamecocks play, and yeah. I was in a miserable mood, and I was like, I'm going to get up and go for a jog and like try to turn this around. I stopped laying in bed and fighting with myself.
Man, deep. Where are you now?
I have no idea. Greensboro, South Carolina.
Fully loaded tour still?
No. I'm on Tops Off World Tour. Fully Loaded starts June 12th. I'm on tour until July 3rd. I'm in St. Pete. July, shoot the special July 5th, 6th, and 7th. But Fully Loaded starts June 12th, and we're in Daytona and West Palm Beach, I think, the 14th and 15th. It's going to be amazing. I'm telling you, the lineup.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. The lineup of comedians that go out with Bert. Bert takes the best guys and girls on the road with them. And some of them are really established names, and some of them you get a David Tell, who you haven't seen in a while, and then you get new folks like Catherine Blanford, who I got to meet through you. And there's some really great comedians out there that you're giving exposure to. I think that's awesome. I want to come down to the West Palm show.
Dude, come down to West Palm. I think it's Big Day, Bobby Lee, Chad Daniels, Cypha, Dan Soder, Kyle Kinane, Kelsey Cook. It's going to be, dude, I'm telling you, the lineup is sick. Man, there is a secret I cannot tell right now.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't bring it up and not tell it.
What do you mean? What kind of secret?
A big secret. Like the biggest. Okay, what's happened is, so we've been adding music every now and then. And so some of the biggest names in music have reached out. They're on break. And some people have reached out saying, yo, can we just go on tour with you? Can we just come party with you?
Like who?
And so I can't say it. I can't say it.
Nobody's listening.
Is there a guy named after a pastry that is involved?
You guys cut out. I couldn't hear you.
Hey, so nobody's listening to us, but like, give me, like, if I had to figure it out, like a hint, like that I could figure out in my head.
I'm so not allowed to say it. I'm not allowed to say it. But I will just say those shows in Daytona and the person coming is way bigger than me. Those shows in Daytona and in West Palm are going to sell out within an absolute second when I announce it, so I will not say it. I cannot say it. I think it's going to be really fun. And I think everyone should come out. Listen, we're going to have a blast. And literally every big name musician has reached out going, hey, can we just come out and do a show with you? Because they're so fun. We go out, it's outdoors, it's sunsets, it's cold beers, great comedy. It's like 2.5-3 hours long. It's all night. People pre-party, and it goes until the night, and it's just wild on stage. And so many people, I cannot say names, are coming out with us, especially in West Palm and in Fort Lauderdale, Daytona. So,
can I at least sink my hooks into West Palm? I'm going to come down to the West Palm show. It's a Saturday night. I'm going to drive down there.
Done. Okay. Listen, you are. I'm telling you right now, Cal, you will not regret this. It is going to be so wildly crazy. And, I mean, by the way, listen, this is a comedy festival. It's the best comics. Dan Soder's new special is insane. Big J is one of the best in the game. Kyle Kinane in dog.
I love Bobby Kyle Kinane.
Dog. It's going to be so wild. And the whole thing is, it's just a party. I'm getting ready for the new special. I'm shooting it in St. Pete. And this last night, I figured it out on stage. I was so excited.
Oh, good.
Bert, I will be at your Friday show at 9:30, and I considered you when I bought tickets because I got good tickets. I'm like fifth row, so right. I'm like the first row right after the orchestra. But I also went over to the side because I knew I didn't want to sit right in the middle and have my big dumb face while you're trying to record a new special.
Well, so that's the show. So that I put up the shows on sale a certain way so that I could get the best tapings. So we were going to do just Friday, Saturday, right? And so we put, what you do is you put Friday up first, and then, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you put Friday up first, then you add Thursday, then you add Saturday. And so, or you add Saturday, then Thursday. So it's done that way so the gangster fans are at your, like, most loose show.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome, man. I'm so excited for this special. It's like old school Birdie Boy. I haven't been like this on the road in forever. I'm living on the road right now.
I'm excited to see the show. I haven't been to the show since you were at the Amalie Arena, so I want to see the new show and the new comics. I'll be in L.A. Next weekend. Are you there? You're there for the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Oh, that's right. 5K by May, Cal. I forgot you're doing it.
No, I'm not doing it. Stupid Jelly Roll's doing it. I'm not doing it.
Jelly's doing it. Jelly's doing it. Cal, if Jelly can do it, you can definitely do it. Walk with him.
No, see, if you would have asked me 6 months ago, I would have been like, you know what, Bert? I'm going to make a goal. I'm going to get into this. I'll be ready to go like Jelly Roll did. Jelly Roll's down 70 pounds.
Cal, I ran the L.A. Marathon with no training at all. You can definitely run the 5K.
I'll think about it. I'll consider it.
You can definitely do it. I bet you could do it blindfolded.
I couldn't run to my stop sign the other day. I was trying to run on the street corner.
All you need is a nice amble. Listen, the Native Americans did the Trail of Tears with no training. You could definitely do it.
I don't know. I think I'd be more down to see. What is your show in L.A.? Where are you going to be at the Forum?
Yeah, May 11th. I'm at the Forum. We're doing... Secret Time. I'm not allowed to tell anyone, but we're doing the Tom Brady roast too.
we knew about that. When is that?
Oh, for real? Wait, how did you know about that?
Everybody knows about the Brady roast.
No, you don't know who the lineup is, though, do you?
Oh no, who? Tell me who it is.
Well, it's me.
That's you. I'm sorry. I thought you meant that. So you and Tom are doing the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah, me and Tom are doing the Tom Brady roast, and we're definitely not allowed to say.
I know they announced like Edelman and Gronk are obviously going to be there.
Can I give you some? Have you met Brady before?
No, and I don't think he's going to like us.
Can I prepare you for him though? You're not going to be prepared for how when you see him in person, how tall he is. It goes like this: first, it goes, "Oh my God, he's so tall," and then you go, "Oh my God, he's so gorgeous." It hits you twice.
I heard he has really big hands.
He's the kind of guy who, if he rubbed your shoulders, you'd be like, all right, I'm not mad at this.
when I was friends with Jay Moore, the first thing he said was, man, Tom Brady, and this is like 20 years ago, he was like, Tom Brady has the biggest hands I've ever shaken in my life. I can't wait to see his hands. Yeah, Tom and I are going to do something for the Brady roast, and I think it's really funny. I don't know if America is going to find it as funny as we find it, but it's definitely our sense of humor.
I will tell you that if Tom Brady doesn't find it funny, it'll be 1,000 times funnier for everybody else.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you right now, you are going to laugh regardless of how it turns out, because it is so wildly inappropriate. So it is so us that it is like insane. And as we're doing it, we actually had to have someone on the Zoom go, hey, guys, we're veering away from the roast, and what you're saying is pretty horrible, so we got to go back. And we were talking about what we were saying on the roast. We need to go back to the roast. And we're like, we're just making sure.
Oh, this is great. We're talking to Bert. Bert's got the fully loaded tour that's going to start up. He's finishing off Tops Off. He's coming here to shoot his special. He's got a show at the Forum next week. Man, you are nonstop, brother. You are nonstop. Any talk on another movie?
No, yes. Yeah. Shaq and I are trying to put together a movie right now. And then I'm doing a movie, I think, in September. and then I think I'm moving to France.
Why?
I don't know. I think I'm tapped out. I'm promoting so many things, and I'm so kind of thick. Do you remember when you see, like, this is going to sound wild to say, but do you remember when you see celebrities, I wish you could say a name right now, but, like, when they just be so spread thin that you could see their work kind of dissipate a little bit?
Yes. You don't want that.
That's how I feel right now. If I'm promoting so many things, I got this, like, at one point I lost my mind. I tried to cancel Fully Loaded because I just need to focus on the special. Cause, like, that's the thing that counts. And they were like, you don't have to, like, because I'm the promoter of it. So, like, right. I'm so thick in that. I got the vodka. I've got the 5K. I've got the show in May at the Forum. I've got the Tops Off World Tour. I've got the special in Tampa. I've got so many things I'm promoting that I kind of just was like, I'm promoting too many things. And then they're like, look, take time off after. And I told Leanne, I said, I jokingly said, I want to move to the South of France and just live in a villa and, like, have no one know me and ride a bike down to get coffee every morning and like, live, like, a wildly different life. And Leanne was like, I'm in.
Wouldn't it be great if I fly out to France a year later and Bert looks like Fat Thor? Long, he's got long hair.
House coat. I'm going to look like Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah.
Drinking wine every morning with some lady that runs a flower shop named Maria. She's like, hello, bud. It's so good to see you this morning. And you want a glass of vino?
Well, I understand next week is going to be a busy week, so I probably am not going to see you while I'm out there. But
No. I'm around. I'm just doing, we're doing the Brady Roast on the 5th, the 5K on the 7th. You will be at the 5K, right?
No, I don't get there till the 8th. And that's not even a joke. I come in on Wednesday night and I'm there through the weekend. My niece is graduating USC Film School that weekend, so we're coming out for that. And then I got my wife tickets. What's the guy's name that I got?
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson is at the Greek Theater, and she loves him and Joey loves him, so I had bought them tickets for that before I even knew you were doing a show. But I'm not going to that. They're going to that. So I may end up trying to swing by your show.
Come on my show. The party's going to be insane. We got have you ever been to the Forum before?
No, here's the thing, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not even, like, pandering. I don't want to bother you during that week because I'm going to be by myself, and you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be like,
buddy,
hey.
Buddy, there's no bothering me. Listen, this show, these weeks are so slam-packed with celebrities that I probably do not want to speak to. I would love to have someone in the green room I could talk to. It's going to be, these are like, it's like, we did the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and it was so bad. Like, our green room was so wild that Tom went to a different green room to hang out. It was like absolute chaos. And I love it. I'm like I walked in. I walked Nate Diaz in, and because he's like him and all the guys rolled in, so I ran grabbed them. Me and Shane Gillis grab him, and we walk him into the green room, and it's, like, packed with celebrities. I mean, it's packed. And Nate Diaz is so Nate Diaz. He sees that, I'm like, Nate, it's Guy Fieri, it's Jimmy Kimmel. And then I go, oh, over there's Pauly Shore. And Nate Diaz goes, Pauly Shore, and goes straight to Pauly Shore.
yeah, you know who we got, who our friend is in common, who I should tell him to come out to L.A. next weekend, is John Sarasani.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how do you know him?
So I follow him on Instagram, and one day he was like, hey, I'm going to Tampa to play. So I reached out to him, and I go, dude, I follow you on Instagram. I want you to come on my show. And he came on the show, and then the next day you were in town, and he met you. He was like, I'm going to meet Bert. You know who Bert is? I go, yeah, Bert's one of our best friends. And I think you met him, like, in person the same weekend.
Dude, my Instagram follow list is wild. Like, I love that guy.
Yeah.
You follow Tim Naki?
No, I don't know who this is.
Oh, yeah. Is that the New Zealand guy that's doing the bets?
Hello, you beautiful legends. $0.10 for every follower I got. We're at $1 million. Today's bet's $104,000.
It's a 10-10. Yeah, so he bets 10 cents for every Instagram follower that he has.
Yeah.
And he's up to, like, you know, he's betting, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he's doing it in person and online and stuff. And it's so funny, his reactions and stuff. He goes, this guy looks like he eats a sandwich with a fork.
You know, it doesn't have a waterfall.
This guy looks like a penny thief. Let's get it going. He's awesome, dude. You know, it's so funny. I did a podcast with Jimmy Tatro the other day. Jimmy Tatro brought him up, and I FaceTimed him on Instagram, and he answered. He's like, "Hello, you legend! I can't believe you follow me." Dude, he's great. I have deep dives. There's a lady named Catpaws 777. That I follow, who's like, and I mean, it's so fascinating because she's like a security guard in Nashville, and she's got like 9,000 followers, but she posts what she eats when she gets off work at like 7 a.m. Black velvet whiskey, and the meals are like so wildly unhealthy, but they look so good. They're like, she's like, I got, a breakfast pancake, corn dogs with sausage in them. I got black velvet with Mountain Dew Berry Blast. I follow her. She did a live stream for 30 minutes, and I was the only one in the live stream. I love a good deep dive. There's a lady named, I think her name is Mama J, and she makes, she goes, "Ha, I'm making meals for my low-income, middle-class husband."
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I understand why I'm on Instagram, right? Like, it's a business model. I don't understand. There is listen, I mean this with love, but there's a level of actual humility. Like, when people are showing their lives and it's not perfect,
yeah,
but they're showing their lives regardless, and they like respond to comments, and they're like, "A lot of you guys say that I'm packing them unhealthy meals. Well, I'm not. You know, we're a low income average. I got 9 children, and you're like, it's so crazy to me."
Yeah.
I mean, Catpaws is so vulnerable. Like, she puts stuff up there. She has a post, I think she took it down, about people were giving her crap, saying that she lived in a one bedroom and not an efficiency, and she proved she lived in an efficiency, and it looks like a hotel room.
Right.
And she gave us a tour of it, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. It's like the biggest amount of voyeurism you can ever.
Yes.
I'm dude. I mean, of course I follow a bunch of whores too, but like,
I'm over the whores.
Two poses. You're over them?
Well, I mean, who doesn't love a whore every once in a while? But I do find those other things more interesting. Like, I like the weird ones, and that's what I'm paying more attention to these days.
Dude, that's the hot thing.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't realize what the... Like, there was the fight in Catpaw's Instagram over, "I know you have a stove in there." And she was like, I don't have a stove. All you guys say I'm trying to hide a stove. I'm like, dude, I get so obsessed with people on Instagram that I know them. There's like, do you follow the Jewish watch dealers in New York?
Yes, yes.
Dude, Moses, the jeweler, is like my guy. Oh, my God. Dude, I DM these guys. I DM these guys, and I get excited when they reply. Listen, I get DMs from, like, I got the other day I had a DM from John Legend, or John Mayer, and Moses the Jeweler, and I opened Moses the Jeweler first. Okay. What's he got to say? And they're both about watches. All I'm talking, I dude, Instagram, you know, I know that they, like, there's this, like, brand of, can I tell you what makes me sick to my stomach on Instagram?
Sure.
When you see like a high profile like person, they're like, "Hey, here's the day in the life of what I eat," or whatever, and they're like, "I get up, I have a berry acacia with a little bit of granola, and then I work out, I do 20 burpees, 150, you know," and then they go, "And then I make time for me to, I go through emails and reply to calls, and they do a photo shoot of them,
right,
and like a video of them at a table working at a computer. I'm like, bitch, you don't have a job. Don't pretend like you're replying to emails. There's no emails coming in.
Who you cut out?
You there?
Yeah, sorry, you cut out for a second. Yeah. No. It's, I'm telling you right now, when you, I write that down, Cat Paws. I want to go find her. Cat Paws, what is it? 777?
It's with a K. K-A-T. So listen to me. Everyone listen. Do not blow up her Instagram. She blocked Tom. Like, Tom and I tried to find her, and she's blocked Tom and all the YMH crew. So she blocks people.
Okay.
So don't leave comments. Just because if you leave comments, you're going to mess me up, and I'm going to lose Cat Paws.
No, I'm just going to enjoy. I'm not going to do anything.
Don't. K-A-T-P-A-W-S 777. And she is, I mean, like, she's my favorite thing in the world. I wake up going, what's Cat Paws doing this morning?
don't say anything about her big, fat, swollen foot either. Burke Kreischer.
No, cow. Stop it right there. Do not talk about Cat Paws like that.
I'm sorry. Don't forget.
She broke her foot. She's been hobbling around. She works the night duty. We were in Nashville, and I almost reached out to her like, would you like to meet up?
Bert, wouldn't that be a funny show if you just went and hung out with Instagram people?
It would be funny for like 5 minutes.
It would be funny, would like, be like, but if like one episode you hung out with Cat Paws and ate what she ate, then one episode you went and bet with Sarasani, and then one episode you made watches with Moses, that'd be actually pretty cool.
Dude, I met this kid last night. His name's Austin. He's autistic. And you could give him, he said to me, he's on the spectrum, really heavily on the spectrum, doesn't make eye contact. And he was like, hello, Bert. And I said, yeah. And he goes, what's your birthday? I said, November 3rd. And he goes, what year? I said, 1972. And he goes, you were born on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, how did you do that? I followed him last night. I'm not even going to tell you his Instagram. He's awesome, dude. I FaceTimed Leanne. I made him run through the girls' birthdays. Georgia was born on a Monday. Ida was born on a Tuesday. Leanne was born on a Thursday. I went through everything. I was like, you're special, buddy. I'm not losing you. I'm never telling anyone about you.
Listen, after Love on the Spectrum, I follow so many people that have autism online now. It's all I get.
I can't believe I didn't date more autistic girls. It would have been so easy. Just they'd be like, I don't think I want to kiss you. I want to go home. You're like, cool, man. I didn't have to try. Thank you.
Dude, Love on the Spectrum is the best show I watched in a long time. And those people now, then I moved on to Down Syndrome Babies, who are the cutest little babies ever. My feet is so weird.
Did you see Theo cook with those Down Syndrome kids?
It's yes. The funniest guy. When he says to that guy, do you know any Asians? The guy just looks at the camera. It's awesome.
Oh, man. That was like, I'm like, I can't see, like, Theo's good at that. Theo's actually, like, I got to be honest with you, man, podcasting-wise and, like, interview-wise, he's stepped it up to a level no one's at. Like, he's so sensitive. His interview with Sean Strickland, when Sean Strickland started crying, Theo just like stops down and goes, hey, do you want to take a minute? Like, I wouldn't do that. You know, I would. I had Ric Flair cry on the podcast with me and Sam Morrell, and he was very emotional talking about losing his son.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at those moments. I'm trying to make jokes and you know, like I'm the worst interviewer in the world.
It's a weird feeling when a man starts crying in front of you, especially a guy like Ric Flair's caliber. You don't know what to do. You're like, and then as a comedian, you probably kick in where you're like, I got to make this happier. But the truth is, you got to let it burn.
Should I yell woo?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Except you just go woo.
They did that on Kill Tony, and he walked off.
Oh, oof.
I know. I don't. We didn't make any jokes. We just sat there. Sam and I just. You could see we sip aggressively our cocktails.
Yeah,
and we were like. But Ric Flair is such a sweet guy that he like told us the story and talked about having regrets as a dad, and it was really emotional. The best part of the interview is I think that comes out soon. Is it's on Something's Burning. Is I got to tell him that we drink like each other on planes. Like, we both got on a plane together. He was with his chick and I was with my assistant. And I watch him, and they go, can I get you something to drink? He goes, double Bloody Mary. She'll take a double Bloody Mary, too. And they came to me, what do you guys have? And I said, oh, I'm going to have a double Jack on the Rocks. I think he'll have a double Jack on the Rocks, too. And then I go over, as Ric Flair does it, and we drink the other person's drink, put it in front of them, and then slowly sip ours. And Rick's like, that's how you do it.
Two pros, two drinking pros. All right, listen, I'm going to text you when I get out to L.A. If I don't hear back from you, I still love you. And if I do, then I will see you at your show at the Forum.
I'll see you at the Forum. And then you're coming out for June 14th in West Palm?
June 14th in West Palm. And, of course, we'll be there for the shows in July at the Mahaffey Theater, where Bert's shooting a special right here in St. Petersburg, which good luck trying to get tickets at. Now, I held back some tickets, Bert. I'm going to give away tickets when it gets closer. And we're going to do the Bert Kreischer tops off. Take your top off and find us for tickets. Yeah, that'll be good.
Those shows sold out wild quick. I was trying to get Leanne to move to Tampa, but she was like, you ain't going to get no rest in Tampa. You're going to wake up to Cal every morning. Yeah. You're going to go hang out with your daddy. And I was like, all right, let's go to the south of France.
Yeah. You'll be much better off in France being Fat Thor. I'll come out there and visit you there.
Come out and visit me. I'm thinking about opening a comedy club.
Listen, now we're talking. Where would you do that?
Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm gonna solve a mystery, murder someone. I don't know. I want to get in some high James.
Well, I'm your guy for that. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna call him more often. I forget how fun talk. You know, it's like you do so much stuff on radio that like sometimes you get caught in this road of guys like. Like a call the other day, I was going to Tennessee from a horrific station,
yeah.
And he was like, so if people don't know what to expect to come out to the show tonight, what are they going to see? I was like, buddy, I'm in the arena. Like, no one's going to casually stumble into the arena.
What do you think this guy's going to get tonight? You think he's going to take his shirt off?
Oh, this is good stuff.
God, I don't know how long I mean, I could talk to you for another hour, but I don't know if you were, because I think you're calling around today, aren't you?
No, I'm just calling you. We went to a strip club last night at like 2 a.m. It was my favorite. Dude, you can't explain strip clubs to people that didn't grow up in Florida.
No,
it's studio. Different. It's like, I called Leanne. I was with Pete Lee. I said, yo, we're going to a strip club. It's like, it's 2 a.m. there. I was like, yeah, we're going to watch the B team. And rolled in, and it was so bad. It was so bad. I kicked one girl. She came down and sat down next to us. I go, how old are you? She goes, 20. And I was like, beat it.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how you feel bad when you get, like, you feel bad sometimes when you go in there? I never thought that would happen to me.
The older I am, I realize they need an age-adjacent strip club.
Yes.
Like, I want moms that look like they're coming in for drop-off, right? And then they take the clothes off. That would be sexy. Like, yeah. A mom in yoga pants with, like, a sweatshirt with cat hair on it. And like, I got 10 minutes. I got to run to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that would be much better. I know those little kids, when you go in there and there's like 20-year-old girls, and you're like, I get, every once in a while you see a girl and you're like, goddamn, she's smoking hot. But for the most of them, they're just dumb 20-year-olds, and you don't even feel sexy. You feel creepy.
And the older moms have to dance to the music they would listen to, like Whitney Houston and stuff. Yeah.
Laotian lady there last night who was older that everyone was paying attention to. And we were just there to drink, really. And I was like, come on over. We gave her like $20. We're like, just sit with us and have a drink. And the best is, we did Two Bears the other day, and we got done, and we had to go do a bottle signing, and we had an hour and a half to kill. Tom does not go to strip clubs, right?
No.
So I was like, yo, let's go to a strip club. There's a strip club right around the corner from our studio. And he's like, what? I go, it's afternoon drinking at a strip club. It's going to be the best. Tom was like, it was almost like, I almost wondered if he was gay. I was like, so uncomfortable here.
If you're not into it, it's an awkward place to be.
But you don't have to be in. That's the thing. Florida needs to explain strip clubs to people the same way Georgia needs to explain hunting to people in New York.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be creepy. You can just go in there, have a good time, throw some money around, get a lap dance, have a few drinks, befriend the manager, hear some story, and then bounce. No one has to, like, I was talking to a comic the other day, he's like, I'd rather get a prostitute. And I was like, dude, that's not what it's about. You're missing the point of the beauty of a strip club. Like, that guy defined Florida late night, like, after hours partying.
Yeah. Oh, coming home from Ybor and going straight to 2001, 3 o'clock in the morning. Those were the good old days.
Buddy, I swear to God, the best thing you can ever hear your friend say is, casually, you want to hit a strip club? It's the greatest feeling in the world. That's better than getting a phone call going, I have a tea time at 7 a.m. You're like, no, I don't want to. This is the decision I want to make.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to after Ybor, if you roll into 2001, the only thing that makes that better is when you come out of there an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and there's some guy selling hot dogs. That's the best goddamn hot dog you'll ever eat in your life.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. I was trying to explain, because Peter, my assistant, does not like strip clubs. And I was like, well, how do you? And he was like, this is stupid. They're not even hot. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Hot's not part of it. Hot's not part of it.
No, I don't want, it sounds crazy, but like, I want different. I want what, like the best, you know, the best lap dance I ever got was that time I think Indiana, and the girl, I got a lap dance, and the girl goes, I said, you know, what are the rules? She always say, you know, what are the rules? And she's like, well, you're famous, you can do whatever you want. And so I think I'm you. FaceTimed you, and you didn't answer.
Oh, you FaceTimed me?
I FaceTimed you. I go, there's no rules. My buddy Calvin's gonna watch.
Oh, I would. hey, you want to hear something messed up?
That same night, the girl. You know, we're just there to party. Where it was the last night on tour, and as I walked in, there's a girl snowing outside. She's fully dressed. And she goes, oh, my God, I'm such a fan. If I had known you were coming in, I would have stayed later. She's like, I would have loved to give you a lap dance. I get lap dances, but I'm not, like, wild crazy about them. I'm Florida wild crazy.
Right.
And so the girl goes, I said, that's so funny. I said, I've always had this fantasy of, like, watching a girl get undressed with, like, full clothing on. Because they're already, like, half naked. I go, I want to see the belt mark in your stomach. I want to see your socks on. Like, that's the thing that's sexy. Like, when Leanne gets naked, there is a vulnerability to her that's what I find hot. So the girl's like, what? And I said, why don't you give me a lap dance, but you got to start with your coat on. And she was like, okay. And so she had a snow coat on. And when it was so funny, because when she got to her jeans, she realized she wasn't wearing matching bra and panties, and she was like, oh, this looks silly. And I was like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for humility. I'm looking for someone who's like, I don't look pretty tonight, you know?
You wanted to be a little awkward. You wanted to be uncomfortable. I don't... If you went to a whorehouse, and I'm not doing that, you're married, but if you went to a whorehouse and you were going to pay to have sex, you wouldn't pay to have sex with the hottest girl there. You can get a hot girl. You pay to have sex with a weird thing. A midget like a fat Asian or something.
Oh, I'm going off the rails. Like, I'm finding something that I would never get. Like, yeah. Something like exotic. Like, you don't go to a sushi restaurant and get fried zucchini.
No.
You try something, you're like, I want to try the umami. What's the sea urchin?
Sea urchin. Give me the sea urchin. Yeah. And even if it makes you throw up, at least you did it one time.
I gotta be honest with you. I regret never going to like a prostitute in Amsterdam when I was younger, because I think it would have been a cool life experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to have gone through the process.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad I never did it. I'm just not that brain. I don't have the brain to do it, because I'm so afraid of disease and stuff. But like, now in hindsight, I go, because I always wonder, like, what is that experience when you're walking through the red light district and you see, like, beautiful women sitting in a thing with, like, this dead look in their face? What is that experience like when you go into the room and you're like, so how does this work? Like, all that uncomfortableness sounds interesting to me now. I would never do it, obviously, now because I'm married. But, like, I regret. The other day I actually said to myself, man, I regret never doing that in Amsterdam. Like, we went to the Flying Dildo show.
Right.
Those are just, they're in total control, and they like, are, it's almost aggressive.
Yeah, no, it's different. But I know what you mean. You want to walk down that seedy hallway. You want to smell the smells, and you want to experience it. It makes you more. That's like Hemingway type stuff. It puts a little notch in your belt.
Yeah, and also in Amsterdam, it seems to be an even playing field where it's like I wouldn't get a prostitute like Russia, where she's like, "Help me get my passport." And you're like, "Oh, wow." Above my pay grade.
Bert, one of the funniest things you ever said was you wanted to see the belt mark.
That's the hot part. It's like, I have a new joke, and the special is like, Leanne wanted to, I can't get into it because I'm going to do it for the special, but Leanne wanted to have phone sex, and it was so hysterical having phone sex with a 53-year-old woman who's never had phone sex. It was the most. It's like my big joke up front in the special, but it murders so hard because it was such a freaking travesty of like, and we've gotten better. We've gotten a lot better. She's gotten really like slutty lately, which is awesome.
Leanne, huh?
Yeah, I never saw it coming, dude. I mean, honestly, if I would think she'd be gay before she's turned into who she is today. And there's a real possibility of that chance.
Leanne wouldn't have threesomes, would she?
Never. Right. She, unless it's with Thor.
Oh, that's true. But hey, the way you're going, he might slide into your DMs.
Dude, I wrote a script about... It's like a body swap comedy of I get into a coma, but I really land in the body of Chris Hemsworth, and I have to seduce Leanne while Bert's unconscious. And the only way I can get back into my body is if she has sex with Thor, and she's still... And then when I come to, she's already having sex with Thor, and I got to win her back. Dude, I've written... when I got greenlit for, like, a bunch of money to make movies, and like, the sky's the limit, and I could do... Like, everyone's like... Everything's changed in comedy where they're like, give us the wildest idea you've ever had. Uh-huh. And I came up with some like super, super wild one. The one for me is Shaq, I'll tell you privately.
Okay.
Is like he's attached, but I'm afraid to give him the script.
What? You think he's going to be offended?
I don't know. Possibly.
Oh my God. Hey,
can I tell you? Like a friendship.
I always say this about Shaq. Shaq's one of the coolest rich people. You'll like somebody that you're glad he's a celebrity. I think you guys would probably have so much fun together.
Dude, he said the first. So there's a joke in the special. I was telling him the joke. He gave me a tag for it that was hilarious. And I was like, dude, I wish I could say that on stage. He's like, say it. And I was like, well, I don't know. I go, it's pretty aggressive, Shaq. And he's like, say it. You can say it. You have my green light. So then. He's like, hey, he just goes, can I get your number? And I was like, yeah. And then he FaceTimed me while I was on stage. He was on the toilet taking a dump. And he goes, did you tell it yet? I'm on stage to 20, and Shaq is on the toilet, on FaceTime, on screen. Dude, he is the best, without a doubt. He'll send me videos of him just singing. Like, talking to the moon. Like, he is. And then he texts me every now and then. He's like, where's our script? And I'm like, it's coming, buddy.
That'd be great, dude. That's so awesome.
Yeah. I've gotten, like, crazy good celebrity hangs lately. Like, my celebrity hang list has been wild. Like, I hung with Chappelle for the eclipse.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I saw Chappelle. I saw Burr.
Yeah, hung out with Burr.
That's great.
Yeah, it was cool, man. We haven't talked in a while. It was really cool to talk to him. So, you know. But, yeah, that was great. It was, Chappelle's the GOAT on every level. Like, he is the most generous, kind, loving. Like, he is such a cool person that when you leave his presence, you feel better about yourself.
Really? He I'll tell you, he comes across so great. I, I, I don't know. I love watching him talk. I love watching him do comedy. He does come across that way.
Dude, he was saying stuff to me like, I'm so happy you came to my club to do stand-up. I'm so grateful. And I'm like, Dave, everyone is going to, like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm nothing. And he's like, shoulders look so good. Like, Rogan gave me crap about my shoulders. He's like, they're distracting. You got to wear a shirt. And Chappelle's like, man, don't listen to Joe Rogan. He's like, get ripped for this special. Look like Joy. You look beautiful, man. Like, he's just the best.
Hey, when you come to West Palm, who's going to be the band that plays with you?
Can't tell you.
Oh, I thought if I slid that in just casually like that, I'd screw you up. I thought I'd get it out of you.
Dude, it's crazy who has hit me up about coming out. I can't say any of their names. That's what sucks is like, Gillis is a safe one, but like, yeah. Gillis is, you know, when we did the Super Bowl, he was like, I ran into him at Joe's Club. I was like, do you want to come into a spot? And he's like, I thought you were never going to ask. And I was like, but you can't announce him because, you know, Shane Gillis is I think by far probably the biggest comic in the country right now.
Yeah.
He's bigger than Tim Robinson, and Tim Robinson's so talented, but he's like wildly huge. And so if you do something with Shane, it's because Shane's like cool and he wants to go hang out. Same with these musicians is they're like massive, the biggest in the country, and you can't announce them because it's not a comedy festival anymore. So
I get it.
If you announce Shane, it's like, and that's why I text him. I'm like, yo, what dates you want to come out to? And but you can't announce him. And you know, if you announce Shane right now, you'd sell clean across the board. Like, in effect, and everyone's dying to see Shane do stand up. And his new hour is monstrous.
We still quote his old hour. He's great. We love him. Have you
met him?
Yeah. He's been on the show a couple of times. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's the best. Hey, did the Are You Garbage guys come through?
Foley called in because they weren't in town early enough, but Foley called in. So, and he was great. I hate doing phoners, but he was really good.
I hate that. I told them, I said, get in a day early, go do Cowhead. You'll love it. And they were like, we're on the bus. I was like, yeah, I know how they work. Get done early, get on the bus, drive there, get up early. Those guys aren't like rise and shine kind of guys.
No, they're not the epitome of health. But I don't. It doesn't matter. I did it because I liked them, and it was good to have them on. So, and I also think that sometimes it's our job to turn people on to good stuff, and that's a good podcast.
You've done that. You've done that in spades. Like the best comics that no one's heard about today are always on your show.
Yeah, I mean, like we had Shane on before Shane blew up. Like Bobby and I used to have him on all the time, and then we had him on in the studio before he really blew up. I mean, we just know what's funny and what's going to be good radio.
He was playing side splitters.
Yeah. So I'll show you how long ago that was.
The girls were Georgia had all the girls back from college or up in the and Georgia knows Shane just through doing Fully Loaded, but she's a PA on it, and the girls were up in the upstairs, and Georgia and her friend Daisy come running down. They're like, God, Shane Gillis is so funny. And I was like, you never watched his sets on Fully Loaded? And they're like, no, it's Shane.
Does it bother you? Like,
yeah, he's really funny. The best is last night of Fully Loaded, first year, Georgia and her friend Daisy are sneaking beers. And Shane goes over to them and goes, hey, you guys drinking? And they're like, no. And he's like, come on, I'm not going to tell your dad. And they're like, no. And he goes, you guys have been smoking weed and drinking, haven't you? And they're like, no. And he's like, come on, it's Uncle Shane. I'm not going to say anything. They're like, yeah. Shane sits right down next to me. He's like, George is drinking beers.
Oh, that's great. All right, Bert Kreischer. He's on tour. He's about to get on a new Fully Loaded. He's finishing up Tops Off. Then he's coming here and doing West Palm first, and then Mahaffey Theater for the special.
Daytona.
And what's
Daytona,
that?
West Palm and then Daytona. If you're going to make a road trip, it is that first week. I think Bobby Lee's on all those.
Tell me. Let's go through this. I love. I'm a fan of Bobby Lee's. I don't know him. He's only been on the show one time, and it was 10 years ago. Love Bobby Lee.
Dude, Bobby Lee B.J. Ogerson,
yep.
Dan Soder, Kyle Kinane, Cypher Sounds, Kelsey Cook. It is going to be a murderer's row with a ton of special guests. And all I will say is, Cal, if there's time for you to get up on stage, you got to perform at either the Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. You've got to see how that feels. Those outdoor shows are wild.
Oh, listen, I want to come down and for sure be a part of it, hang out with you. Will you text me?
Oh, listen, if you're there, you're getting on stage. At a certain point, I promise you this, you will be getting on stage. Everyone will be getting on stage. I promise you, we will all be getting on stage at a certain point.
All right. Look, I'm coming down 100%, locking in.
All right, done.
Will you text me the music person, and I swear over our relationship, I will not say anything to anybody?
Yeah, I'll text you.
You promise? Because it's going to eat away
you
at
promise
me.
You promise you won't say anything, because it'll mess
swear,
up.
I swear on my children, on our relationship, I'm just definitely coming, so I want to know.
We have two people who have asked if they can just come out and tour with us.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, no commitment, no money. We just want to come out, bring our tour bus, just party with you and all the guys. And I was like, of course, done. And so it's like last year, Bargatze just showed up. He's like, don't announce me. Brought him on stage. The place went bananas. Like, those are the best things about these shows. It's like the biggest comics in the world are around, and they're like, yo, can I hop up? I want to, you know, perform in front of 15,000 people. And you're like, absolutely. And no great. One's ever experienced. These outdoor festivals are so fun. There's so many people, and it's just such a wild energy. And it's like four comics, then a break, then four comics, and there's stuff in between, and like people get it's so. I mean, like last year, I think Nikki Glaser took her top off and went on stage.
Crazy. All right, yeah, text it to me, and I swear, not only will I not say it, I won't even tease it, I won't even talk about it, I won't even hint at it or nothing.
Okay, I'm gonna text you now.
All right, and I will call you next week when I'm in LA. Hopefully, we could hook up. And I'll head out to the Forum show too.
Yeah, Forum's gonna be a blast, man. We're gonna have a great time. Yeah, come out, hit me up, and we'll hang. I'm doing nothing during the week. I'm just chilling. I think we got like a couple podcasts. I think Tommy's out there. We'll do some podcasts in between, and then it's gonna be a blast. Everyone's out there. It's gonna be a blast.
All right, sounds good. Great catching up with you, buddy.
I love you.
See you, pal.
See you.
There you go. The great Bert Kreischer. Carmen, you got to hang it up for me.
I got you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we are way late. I got to take a break. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.